Welcome to Big Timmy's House. Fucking why? My name is Big Timmy, and joining me this week is not Matt.
He just spat your drink everywhere.
I was waiting for him to say something, and then I thought, no, obviously.
I didn't want to talk over you.
Such a dick. Jazz Chicken.
Hey.
I don't know why I always introduce you second.
We'll save the best for the last.
Oh, good point. And Milo's here as well. Sorry.
Well, fuck you.
This week, you've brought something to talk to us about, haven't you, Mr. Jazz Chicken?
I brought Norse mythology this time. And as a recap, when we spoke about Egyptian mythology, we read a bit about how the world came about, which was there was nothing apart from a river of nuns
and horses, and that was great,
and a giant egg, and out hatched this wonderful man who everything he said came into being.
He was like,
so it must have been really difficult, because every time he'd talk, like, if like he'd say table, the table would appear. If he says, like, I don't know, I have, like, an eyeball would appear, and then the word have would appear.
Is that how the iPhone came about?
That's how
it is, exactly how the iPhone came about, actually.
Eventually he ended up working for Sesame Street.
Yeah. Like, apples, bananas, giraffes.
Two.
Wouldn't it be amazing if he was just
count.
Like, so he's been like, oh, shit.
He's so sponsored, like, by the word, and then he would say the word, and it would appear.
Pineapple. What if he said, like, a million pineapples? Would a million pineapples turn up? Or would it be a million and then pineapples?
Who knows?
Or if he said, like,
one pineapple.
What if he said furries? Would just Greek people turn up?
Just start skinning animals and wearing them. And then they'll get thrown in the sky.
Catapult. What do you need this for?
Fly to me.
I'm going to be a constellation.
This was a good idea.
So in Norse mythology, how the world came about, it started off quite scientific and clever. And then about a few seconds in, they got a bong out on the side.
Ricky Gervais showed up. Why Ricky Gervais? He's like,
bit edgy.
Just do
bit edgy.
His go-to move is he's just like, we are doing the dance, guys. I'm the Ricky Gervais dance.
So happy. I don't know if I should read the passage or just tell you about it.
Tell us in your own words.
Okay. Read it, but read it in a silly voice.
Oh, no, all the Iranian inhabitants.
No. We said silly voice, not your normal voice.
There's quite
hilarious.
So I've been practicing.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Yeah.
So, although the Aryan inhabitants of northern Europe are supposed by some authorities to have come originally from the plateau of Iran, in the heart of Asia, the climate and scenery of the countries where they finally settled had great influence in shaping their early religious beliefs as well as in ordering their mode of living. And it goes on...
When you mean like survival, that, free play.
Not getting to the point until about... I'll just explain what it says, because there's a lot where she just doesn't get to the point. Basically, how the world began, you had, in Norse mythology, you had like the different realms, I guess. You had Midgard, Asgard,
Netherrealm,
Jotunheim,
Muspelheim, Alfheim. What was... You had Helheim.
Happy time.
Happy time.
Adventure time.
Adventure time.
Yeah. But at the beginning, there was Muspelheim. There was Muspelheim and Niflheim. And they were, I think, either side of each other. One was basically a big ball of fire, like a sun, a realm of fire, ash, and whatever.
That's where Johnny Cash comes
and,
from.
Yep. he was the leader there. And and Niflheim was a realm of, Nickelback. Like, mist and cold. And
yeah, that's where Nickelback is from.
Yeah, yeah. And basically, they went off on this idea that how they thought, because they were flat earthers for a while, and they eventually taught themselves that actually it's a spherical.
So wait, these guys are smarter than literally some of the people exist today. Literally with more technology.
It's only because because they travelled a lot on boats and stuff, and eventually they went, this can't be a flat earth. This can't be. And then eventually they managed to get a whole map of the old atlas and stuff, and they went, yeah, it's round.
Where they at from?
It's not flat.
they went on eBay and brought a map.
Yeah.
They went on eBay and bought a globe, and they went, holy crap, this is circular.
But you can buy spherical. A map, and it's on a bit of flat paper, so
it's an easy mistake to make.
So basically, with Muspelheim and Niflheim, they had this idea that the heat was channeling off of Muspelheim, and it was clashing against the cold from Niflheim and creating this kind of hourglass cone shape. And that as it kept clashing, it made sheets of ice in the middle, which slowly formed into Midgard, which is Earth.
Oh.
But it created just sheets of ice to begin with, and then out of the god is Allfather, so this is where I find it a bit strange how Odin is meant to be Allfather, because he hasn't been made yet. In these sheets of ice, as it was all being made, somehow two beings came into life called Ymir, who was this massive giant, and was that the... Yes, and Udhumla, which was a gigantic cow.
I'm Unhodla, I'm a massive cow.
And they basically came out of the ice, and Ymir
like
was...
Like snowmen?
Pretty much.
Do you want to build a
snowman? Ymir was like, oh,
let it go.
I'm really hungry. Ymir was like, I'm really hungry, I don't know what to eat. And then looked at the cow and went, I'm going to drink its udders. And started sucking on the cow. And then the cow was like, well,
and
what
that's
am
where
I,
vegans come from.
What am I going to eat?
And he was like, I've got to be sucking on it. And that's how bestiality was invented.
No, the cow started licking the earth, or the sheets of ice, for the salt in it, or whatever.
The fuck?
And as the cow was licking the... Yeah, this is where it starts getting, like, really weird, and they're smoking, like, weed. As the cow was licking the ice was thawing off, and out burst Odin and, his brother and soon-to-be wife, which
so
I guess
was
also
his
sister.
That's the first ever ice lolly.
Odin, Vili, and V, I guess.
Oh wow, the whole gang's here now.
And at that same time, Ymir was really tired from sucking off this cow.
I hope that's not the way it's written down in the book.
That he then just went to bed and fell asleep on this massive sheets of ice. As he was asleep, giants were birthed from the pores of his skin, I guess.
That happens to me quite a lot, actually.
Basically, ice giants came out of the sweat from his armpits, and there was like a...
I wonder they're so, angry.
We're sweat! We constantly stink!
This is a fucking horrible existence! Why would anyone do this?
And there was also... I think it was a six-headed giant was birthed from between his toes.
Oh, that's athlete's foot, that
and
is.
He was just like, wah, kill me!
No wonder giants are so pissy. They're like, we come from fucking sway body parts! Why?
And something happened between them, and Odin
Vil and Vili, and I think at this point,
Vili is actually short for Billy Piper. Billy Piper was the. She's like, oh, he's the old father.
I think at this point,
she gets her boobs out as well.
Thor was also birthed as well. But they actually, originally, Thor wasn't a very smart person. He was very strong, but very stupid. So he's like, no! Pushing away, hitting things with hammers.
It's his character arc.
Do you have that toy when he was a kid where you put the different shaped blocks inside the cube and he just couldn't get it?
He just kept
smacking it with a hammer.
He kept smashing them into his face.
I'm Thor.
I feel very Thor today. They're like, his name's Thor.
He likes to say his name.
Me Thor, me good boy. Sure you are. Oh my god, poor Thor.
So some kind of argument or something broke out, and then they had a massive war and started fighting each other.
Isn't there only five people?
Yeah, they were fighting over who should see Van Halen first.
They were like, no, Led Zeppelin. They were after. They're like, if we want to go and watch Led Zeppelin, because the Immigrant Song. That's woken Milo up. He's like, yeah, boy. Bum ba da ba dum, bum ba da ba dum, bum ba da ba dum. He's really annoyed now. Anyway, carry on.
So amongst the fight, Ymir died.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure what happened to the cow, though. I think the cow might have died, or just
the cow
went somewhere else. Yeah, gave a constellation.
It went to sleep on this thing, and the Greek gods were like, "Haya!" Flinged it into the sky.
And that's the scene in Monty Python. Fish and homage.
Fish and homage. It's the... it's all tied together.
So how they then... Odin was like, oh, Midgard hasn't fully formed yet. We need to fully make Earth. And so they used body parts of Ymir. They basically used his skull as the sky, his blood as the rivers and oceans, his, like, basically chunks of his flesh and whatever were the mountains.
Right.
And the skin was like all the grass and everything.
So, just to be clear, if you drink water, that's not vegan.
I guess not, no.
And if
it's cannibalism.
If you eat anything, it's not vegan.
And if his skin is grass and that, then basically Ymir is the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
They never gave him a name, did they? So I'll say that the Jolly Green Giant is called Ymir.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to...
Ymir.
Oh, yeah. Your mum's Mir.
And he likes sweet corn.
I mean, who doesn't? Apart from... Oh, I know a few people that don't. But that's beside the point. They're not real people. Anyway.
What did they make from him? Oh, yeah.
They made a load of bits and they sold it on Etsy.
I was going to say they made blackberries out of him.
Like the phone, phones, the phone, yeah. If you own a BlackBerry phone, there's a little bit of Ymir in there.
The creation of the Earth. Out of the flesh they fashioned Midgard, as the Earth was called. This was placed in the exact centre of the vast space. How they knew that, I don't know, because space is huge.
Oh, they might have had a big tape measure. Yeah, it's about 3 billion miles long. Yeah, there we go.
That's totally unrealistic. They had a laser thing.
It's a laser counter, yeah. Because then they could just stand there and go...
Yeah, and they had to...
They had to make the sound themselves.
Hard hats and everything.
You've got to have a hard hat and a spirit level.
And they had one of those tripod things that scan the area.
they put the spirit level on top of the Earth and they're like, oh, this one's flat. It's a bit too level. We better... We'll round it off. Round it off.
Get
there
some
we
more
go.
Body parts in.
Come on, there's a bit of extra body part over there. There's extra flesh over there we're not using. Well, then that's definitely why it's a circle then.
And hedged all around Ymir's eyebrows for bulwarks or ramparts. Thus, they used his eyebrows for them. So,
thank God.
The solid portion of Midgard was surrounded by the giant's blood or sweat. which formed the
not
ocean.
Quite, we're not quite sure which is which.
It all tastes the same. which formed the
bit
ocean.
Of a tang.
While his bones made the hills, his flat teeth the cliffs, and his curly hair the trees and all vegetation. So his pubes are trees in there.
If you go into that forest, it's just his pubes. It's pube forest there. Thank God.
Pleased with the result of their first efforts at creation, yeah, this was a bodge job, the gods now took the giant's unwieldy skull and poised it skillfully as the vaulted heavens above earth and sea.
Did they ever get caught for this?
So I guess...
It's technically murder.
Well, it's also, they haven't got the right planning regulations in place.
Yeah, they're building a structure, a permanent structure.
They need to, yeah, it's quite permanent actually. They've just left it, the council were like, oh, it's fine.
Fly tipping, fucks.
Yeah, I mean, all the gods are into it, aren't they?
Oh, and the clouds are bits of his brains as well.
What the... He's a bit of an airhead.
Someone was really angry when they wrote that bit. No, you said brains as a cloud.
Yeah, that'll fucking teach him. Dumb fuck. Oh.
To support the heavenly vault, the gods stationed the strong dwarfs, Nordri, Sudri, Astri, Westri, as... at its four corners, so basically northeast,
southwest, southwestery, northeastery,
bidding them sustain it upon their shoulders. And from them, the four points of the compass received their present names of north, south, east, and west.
Well, at least they're sort of giving you a reason for that.
So the compass are enslaved dwarfs having to hold up the skull.
Yeah. It's like, thanks, guys.
They ended up doing later in this to mark the calendar because they were like, oh, I don't know what day it is. Never mind that. What month is it? Oh, I don't know what time of year it is. So they
when are we?
They tasked a load of people.
Well, the task master.
They were on chariots just running around the world, and there was ones that I guess were on a shorter distance. They marked the days, and there was ones that marked the month, the ones that were the seasons. But then you had the sun and the moon, who were like, oh, these are wonderful people, and they'll serve the greatest purpose of all, to permanently run around in a circle.
It's like Animal Crossing.
Carrying a sun and a moon with them. But at the same time, I don't think it was Hela. There was a bad god who was like, ah, I don't like them, they're poo heads. So I'm going to set these giant wolves after them. So
holy crap.
They're permanently being chased by a wolf. And there are times that when the eclipse happens, the wolves are basically on them trying to eat the sun and stuff. So then the whole Midgard, everyone in Midgard, screams and scares the wolves, which then ends the eclipse. And the wolves are like, holy crap.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I didn't realize you were here.
Oh, sorry, God.
Is this yours? You leave this here. Sorry.
And the idea is that if the wolves ever catch up with them and kill them and destroy the sun and moon, then... what's the bad... The big bad that happens?
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, that's the one. Then Ragnarok happens and everything ends. But I haven't got that far yet. I'm still going through all the individual stories. But that's how the world came about.
Well, it's good to know that we're living on a giant floating corpse in the sky.
Being held up by dwarves.
Yeah.
That has no permits.
So there must be really there must be really big dwarves to hold it up high.
Giant dwarves.
Giant dwarves.
That reminds me of a Robot Chicken sketch where it's called
that reminds me of Red Dwarf.
It's like the giant midget, it's called. It's just like this...
Normal-sized person.
Yeah. Rah! At one point, he's like, he runs up to this like ride and he can get on it. He gets on the ride and he's like, ah! It's like the giant midget. It's like a regular-sized person sort of thing. It's really good. You can YouTube it. So I think we could probably come up with our own Earth and our own creation story.
you want world. To give us that power, do you?
Yeah.
We will create myth.
We can. I think we can. Because it's, you know, we've got enough. I think we've got enough. We looked at enough weird shit to be able to come up with some sort of thing. It has to involve somebody.
Well, as you all know, I mean, the world, there was always just nothing to begin with, apart from a Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of. No, not. It wasn't in dead center, it was off to the side of it.
It was
enough to annoy people with, like.
It was sort of in the left, you know, in the left, like just out of vision, and you'd turn to look at it, and it would immediately go to the left of your vision all the time.
Is it like a floater in your eye?
Yeah, yeah. You could never quite look at it.
Yeah, it was on a table, and underneath that table there was a dual plug socket, but only one of the things was turned on with nothing in it.
Yeah, and that would really annoy. That would really annoy nobody because nobody existed.
Yeah.
The Jack in the Box didn't have a plug, so
exactly.
Yeah, it didn't need electricity.
There was a kettle lead there, but just didn't have anything to plug into.
Yeah, yeah, the kettle lead was sort of like waiting for something to exist so that it could be plugged into it and have a purpose.
Eventually, a gust blew the handle, which then made it go blunky blunky do blunk blunk blunky blunky do blunk.
And it was actually that. It wasn't
that.
Like.
I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I think it was death metal.
Blunkity blunk!
Blunkity blunk! Blunkity blunk! So out popped Bartholomew.
Bartholomew
and
is
that's
the.
That's where the Simpsons come from.
Yeah, yeah. Bartholomew is the first person.
Firstborn of
and
Marjorie.
He turned
he had a
to,
fish for a penis.
He turned to Jemima, who was there.
In the sky.
Who was in the sky and said, Jemima,
you exist.
You exist.
And she went,
I do.
I've been around for a long time and I've never seen you, Bartholomew. But I know you're Bartholomew because it says it on your jumper. And so at that point, Bartholomew said, can you give me the power to finish?
I get the power.
I've got the power. And she said, okay. So she tickled his
fish penis
under the chin, and it started to vomit out things that Bartholomew was thinking of. So he was like, baked beans, and baked beans came out.
Southern Rail
popped out.
A bad travel service came out.
With lots of delays. Mainly because there was no staff, because they hadn't been invented yet. Cats.
But they were on strike regardless.
Yeah, they preemptively went on strike because they knew they weren't going to get paid properly, so that was quite good. Then there was like, Nintendo GameCubes, and they all flew out. Like fucking 1,000 Nintendo GameCubes started spewing out of the fish penis. Then Bartholomew thought of his half sister Jeanette,
and half of his sister came out.
Half of the sister, and she screamed, and he was like,
bled everywhere.
He's like, you're not a good person, so I'm going to banish you to the underworld.
I'm dying anyway.
And he goes,
I threw you into the sky.
Well, she was immortal because she was a goddess, so she's permanently
dying.
Permanently screaming in agony with just no legs and just blood trails everywhere. Wow, that's a horrific creature. And then basically everything that he created formed together, merged and span around erratically, which then created a planet.
How long did he whisk it for? Is it meringue style or just kind of like scrambled eggs?
Yeah, he kind of just beat it for like a few minutes.
Yeah, to the song Beat It by Michael Jackson.
So that's why they thought the Earth was flat, because it was actually an omelette. The Earth was an omelette.
But he beat it so much that it sort of like poofed down to a circle. To a spherical shape.
Gravity bent it into a spherical.
At that point, he realised that
He
didn't like eggs. So he transformed it into soil. Because he was like, I don't like eggs. Soil! And that's how the Earth became made of Earth.
Yeah. All the rivers and oceans were basically parts of the egg that wasn't cooked properly.
Yeah. And they sort of, as they've gone off, they've just gone watering.
The mountains were a bit that were cooked too long.
Well, and eggshells.
Yeah, bits of eggshells in there.
Because he wasn't that good at making omelettes, because he was the first omelette maker.
He invented omelettes.
Yeah, it's his first time. Give him a break.
So when he goes around his friend's house and goes, I'm going to make some omelettes, and they go, how good are your omelettes? And he goes, I invented omelettes. He's not actually that good at making omelettes.
Yeah. But
you didn't answer my question.
Yeah. And then he's like, I actually make really bad omelets. They're burnt and got eggshells, and he's like, oh, I'll make it, don't worry.
Throughout this entire conversation, life had begun on Earth, and they were like screaming to God, to Bartholomew, like, help
make
us.
Make better omelets!
Help us! And whilst things are burning, war's breaking out.
Yeah.
And like, the half sister is having to look after their dead.
While still dying.
Whilst Bartholomew is still talking about his omelettes to Jemima.
In an interview style, yeah. The office.
Yeah. They're in an office setting. Because that's what heaven is. It's working in a giant office building.
So this is why God doesn't intervene, because he's too busy talking about his omelettes.
And in fact, there was an interesting point, because somebody said to Bartholomew, they were like, if you're real, why don't you prove it? And he went, here you go.
It was at this time, Bartholomew was standing in front of him at this very moment.
Yeah. And Bartholomew went, well, just tickle this, and pulled out his fish penis. So the person tickled the thing, and out of it came the rest of his sister, which was the human side. So it was half a corpse,
and it gave birth to the first mortal.
Yeah, and that's how.
So the life that was on there, they weren't human before; they were egg people.
They were egg people. Yeah.
We are egg people.
We live for the egg. We live for the yolk.
Suck on my whites.
So, the egg people sort of fucked the half corpse of the sister.
The elders hatched into chickens.
And that's how chickens came about.
So, we've just answered the age-old question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? The egg.
The omelette.
How do you get into heaven? Call up the office and hold. Make a reservation. Hello, you're through to the office. Please hold. You are fourth in queue.
Oh, I'm quite high today.
You are fourth in a queue of doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
What?
We haven't been invented yet.
Please hold. Your call is important to us. Or might not be.
We haven't decided yet. They answer the call. You're like, I'm ready to go to heaven. And they're like,
we need to pass you to a different department.
Yeah, sorry. You want acquisitions. This is HR. Sorry. Can you just put me through? No, you have to call back up again.
Hello, you're through to the accountant team.
I wanted acquisitions. Oh, you need to press 7 on the numbers. We haven't invented the numbers yet, though. We haven't even invented phones.
What we do, you have to press 7.
Yeah. We haven't even invented phones. This is really weird.
They're just talking to each other face to face. Like, I need to take you to another department.
Can you not just put me through? No, you have to go out of the building, come back in.
Press 7.
Press 7. Which we still haven't invented yet. You'll have to go to the number department and see if they'll...
We don't know what it looks like yet. We're kind of playing with ideas.
So he goes out and tries to come back in, but security stops him.
Yes. You look suspicious. We need to search you.
We're experiencing high calls at this moment.
So, after all that had happened, Bartholomew decided that there was too many people, i.e. one... It was trying to get into the building, so he shot it into space, and
became the sun.
And that's how the sun came to be. That's basically the office block. It's on fire. You don't have to raise your hand. It's a podcast. No one can see you.
The daughter was never there, though. Just the sun.
Can I just ask, what are we doing again?
We're talking about the creation of Earth. What happened?
Oh, okay.
You just wanted to be sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
It was at that point that because Bartholomew had gone up to the sky, that he was like, this is going to be a good time to set make it rain.
Purple rain.
So he
went to sky, not virgin.
He painted all his notes purple, and then shot them out of sky. So it made it rain all over the earth. And they all started, all the people on earth started just taking their clothes off and dancing on poles.
And it was Bartholomew's sister, it was round about that point that she started really hating mankind, because that was the other half of her, and she'll never get the other half of her back now, because they've grown and become sentient.
Yeah.
And so multiplied.
So she was like, she made Rita Repulsa from the Power Rangers
to make the monsters grow.
That is how Power Rangers came to be.
They're actually demigods coming down to Earth. But then they liked entertainment and being filmed, that they decided to make it.
I like to be filmed. Let's make a series of this.
Backflips and died instantly.
Yeah.
And their only weakness.
And then they would say things like, Billy, are you okay? And Billy would be like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm okay, Billy.
okay, Billy.
And he was a robot.
His head would explode.
Billy, are you okay? Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you okay, Billy?
been struck by a smooth monster.
A huge monster.
Huge monster. Time for the Megazord.
It's just a giant egg.
And it sort of just rolls down and destroys the city. Like
giant Togepi.
It's a giant Togepi. Everyone's just like, oh my god, it's so adorable. They just snap their necks.
The cutest death in history.
Oh, hang on. Thank you.
And that's, and like, as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah, and then we were made. Hooray!
The rest is Kistory, just like the radio station.
It's Kistory's.
All of us are the lower half of Bartholomew's sister, who hasn't got a name.
I thought she was Jemima.
And Jemima was the random friend that was with Bartholomew.
Oh, in the sky, yeah.
Who was just there.
So we are all the
I figured you've got to have, because they usually say there's nothing, and then somebody randomly turns up, like, oh, and then obviously, like, Fiona was there.
I assume throughout all of this, like, someone would be narrating, like, Morgan Freeman or something.
Yeah, it was his first job. I'm Morgan Freeman. I haven't been created yet, but here's my voice.
In the beginning there was nothing, and then there was something.
And then some other shit happened. The end.
I played God for a while.
Eventually it would all come back to nothing.
Oh,
isn't life depressing?
You should kill yourself now. No, you shouldn't really.
Look at these penguins.
Look at them. They're all fucking each other.
Make love to them.
Look at this video I found on the internet. The baby panda sneezes.
Morgan Freeman
is
actually just like a godly penguin trying to communicate with us.
I thought you were going to say trying to...
We didn't mention any furries in there as well. That's a bit depressing. We didn't really go into
furries.
It's
kind of implied, isn't it?
That's more of a Greek
I guess so. That's more of a Greek thing, yeah. If we do have any Greek listeners, are you a furry? And could you send us pictures of you in your costumes?
Could you throw us in the sky?
Throw us cowboys in the sky?
Do you like omelettes?
Well, guys, if you liked our origin story, why don't you give us a positive text review and like us on social media,
or not. Do what you want. You are your own person.
You can go your own way.
Send your board in.
Go your own way.
the metal version.
Yeah. Which is playing. That was actually the song that was playing when the Jack in the Box was going round.
Max.
Be sure to, when you go on Instagram, send all your pictures of boiled eggs to Timmy's house.
BigTimmy87. Yeah, get those omelette pictures to me as well, because I want to make sure that they're round and not flat.
And you're making a collage, don't forget.
Yeah, I make it for personal use.
A collage for college.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone, though, because I don't want them to know that I'm back at college. I'm 32 years old, and...
What are you studying? Eggs.
And studying eggs at college.
Eggology.
Eggology, yeah. It's that's the name of the religion that we've just created.
How
yeah.
much does it cost to join?
An arm and a leg.
It costs just one like on your Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone that subscribes to the Big Timmy's Facebook page is immediately a member. Yeah, if you want to interact with us, you can. We don't mind. Check out Jazz Chicken on Twitch at JazzChicken87. And
yeah, just got myself a second monitor, so once that's all set up and I've got the customer moats, which will be done in a couple of weeks, then I'll be up and running.
And you'll be playing...
You won't be able to see any of that.
I'll be playing Mario Maker and Dead by Daylight.
Dream Daddy.
Death Garden or Crash Team Racing or whatever.
The Mickelson review.
Nickelback
Simulator. For where you can actually be the band.
I don't know.
Remind me of who I really am. Anyway.
I'm wearing shorts and black t-shirts. Gonna be a rockstar.
Wow, we don't even need to play the Nickelback Simulator. We are Nickelback at the moment. Yes, I have been Big Timmy. And I've been joined by by the cough and
Tales of Norse Mythology.
Get out of my house.
By Helen A. Gerber.
Oh, Gerber. Isn't that a Pokemon?
There's a picture of Norsemen landing in Iceland. I wonder if they're going to get some, like...
They printed it.
Some frozen foods.
Different orientation.
It's why mums shop at Iceland. It's why Vikings shop at Iceland. These deals aren't insane. yeah. Get out of my house. Goodbye.